Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. Groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Hello, listeners. It is a wonderful, marvelous Tuesday evening. Today is March 19th, 2013. I say good evening again and welcome to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. I hope your week from last Tuesday to this Tuesday has been blessed and stress-free. And if it was stressed, hopefully yes, said, Jesus, take care of that for me. And again, this is Keeping It Real, where we bring you real issues, real topics with real straight-up conversation, the three reels. We have a guest coming on later on in the evening in a little bit, Michelle Randall Booker, who is a founder and motivational speaker of Sense of Self Wellness. So I'm really looking forward to talking with her. I've already talked to her before, and she is an awesome, awesome person. So I'm, hopefully y'all be able to tune in and stay with us when she comes on. I want to shout out to the chairman for the Grit Grind on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., as well as the founder of Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, Lawless After Dark, one of our new series that comes on up, yep, after 11, that's midnight. And if you have something that you want to get off your chest and you have a suggestion, then you need to hit us up so that you can have that topic on Bucking Off with Buck on Thursdays at 9. And, of course, if you want to still listen to my girl, Dr. Passion, she has moved from Thursdays to Fridays at noon for midday release. So we are all keeping it real and bringing everything new and fresh and supporting our local come up. So that's what Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio is all about. Supporting our local come up, supporting the underground musician and artist, as well as getting those individuals out there that deal, you know, that just straight up entrepreneurs that, you know, trying to make something of ourselves and getting it and hitting pavements and grinding hard. So we appreciate each and every one of you that have submitted your music and keep doing that. And, you know, we're loving it. We love playing it. And what you heard tonight when, after my intro was Fiesta by B. Taylor. Love that song. And we're going to go right on into another new hit. I think I heard it last week and it was really, I'm feeling it. Really feeling it. It's called Too Much by Sicily. So this is a new one. Hope you like it. Stay tuned.
Crashing now, I can't believe you are. share if we can.
Wow, our local artists are amazing. You heard "You If You Leave" by CJ, and that last one, "Too Much" by Cicely. Had a little technical difficulties on "Too Much," but I finally got it so that we could hear it. So I think we're all now relaxed with these three songs that we played the last few minutes of Keeping It Real. And so hopefully we've shaken off whatever your day, whatever was going on, and you're feeling nice and mellow. As everybody who has listened to Keeping It Real, you know what I say, time to relax, you know, hopefully the kids are in bed or at least in another room, and you have your wine, your tea, whatever it is that you need, a hug for yourself to unwind and just relax. And as I said earlier, you know, we have a guest tonight, and her name is Michelle Randall Booker. She's a motivational speaker, founder of Sense of Self. Hopefully I can pronounce this word, philanthropist, who is dedicated to inspiring self-awareness in others. Michelle, she has triumphed over all kinds of experiences in her life. She's a mother, she's an entrepreneur. As most of anybody, you know, we've all experienced loss and lack of motivation and have gone through so much in our lives. But when we find that inner self and can redirect it and grind and go forth and make something into nothing and shine with it and then turn around and inspire other individuals, that story needs to be shared and told and fostered. And that's what Michelle has done. And so for my Keeping It Real and my Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment family, hopefully your ears are pierced and you're on the phone or you're on the web and you're going to listen to her story and how she's sharing and inspiring others to capture their self-awareness. Michelle, welcome tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me. How are you tonight?
I am good. I'm good. I'm all relaxed. I'm
it sounds like it.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to do that. You know, my day has, because you and I talked earlier, so you know, my day was kind of, it was a whirlwind day. I'm shaking it off. There's been a couple of little people in the background that are a little upset with me right now, but they, you know, they still want a little bit of Nikki time, but I had to, you know, I had to put them to the side for a little bit. Hopefully they'll be asleep by the time I get off, and if not, I'll deal with them when I get off the air. Things that we do as being moms, we are 24/7, as you know. So
it doesn't... Don't I know it?
So please.
I have two of my own, and then they know how to go there with me sometimes. You know?
Yes. Yes, definitely. They definitely go there. But tell us, so share with us, you probably heard it, you know, I told a little bit about your bio, about how all of us, and you know, and I like what I read, you know, and I definitely related to you when we were talking earlier today. You know, we have all gone through something where you just feel like, I just can't make it anymore, and you don't know why. You have this doubt. You don't know what happened in your life, but something did. It might have been just a collection of things. So tell us your story. How did you get to form Sense of Self? Let's start there.
Well, how did I get to form Sense of Self? Let's see. That's a, you know, like you said, we all kind of go through our phases, especially women. We're these natural nurturers, and it's just so easy for us to kind of get lost and let our roles define us, you know, our roles of maybe being a wife or an entrepreneur, roles of being mothers. And, you know, we get wrapped up in these roles, and we kind of lose sight of ourselves and our purpose and, you know, things we were sent down here with, you know, our gifts and our talents and things that we were here to to utilize to kind of contribute, you know, to things. So mm-hmm. we lose sight of that because we get wrapped up in things and kind of put everybody before ourselves and put ourselves on the back burners. And, you know, I'm guilty of that. I'm very guilty of that. We do that and we get lost, and it ultimately leads to burnout. You know, we get burnt out, we start resenting things and frustrated, and we're not fulfilled, and we're just kind of out there feeling lost, you know. So my own personal experience, I've been there, and I was a wife. I was married for 12 years. My ex played professional football, and so it's kind of even more so easy for me to kind of get lost up in that. But, you know, I kind of figured some things out, and what happened to me or my personal story, I feel like before I entered into marriage, I don't think I had a firm grasp on who I was as a person in my own personal right. identity, you know. Right. So then I, not knowing that, and then taking on this role of being a wife, into a, you know, kind of high-profile marriage, where I was, you know, I had to support his career and support his talents and his gifts and, you know, do the wife thing. Very supportive. And then kids came along, and, you know, I'm doing that full speed. You know, I came from a family that, you know, we know our roles as wives. You know, we stay married right. forever, and this is what we do, you know, and we take our jobs seriously. My mom said, you know, our wedding toast, you know, we make for life, you know, so you make stuff work. And so despite how things, the marriage might have been going, you know, I took my role very seriously and maybe so seriously that I kind of really lost sight of who Michelle actually was mm-hmm. as a person. Mm-hmm. And so much to the point where I didn't even recognize who I was in my own daughter. You know, she's this little spitfire, very confident, out there, charismatic little girl. And I'm like, who is this chick? You know, where did she come from? Because I don't know. You know, she's nothing like me. And, you know, she's kind of like her dad, but, you know, I need a maternity test because I don't know. I don't think this child came for me, you know. But my family, they're like, Michelle, that was you. That's you. That's how you were. And I was like, God, that's not me. I can't be me. You know, I'm looking in the mirror. That's not me. Yeah,
I can relate
you know.
To that for, because I have, you know, I have a daughter, you know, I talk about, I have a daughter too who's six. And
uh-huh.
you're right, it is so amazing when they're doing stuff and you're looking at them going, you didn't come from me. And
exactly.
it's so funny because I get the same comment from my aunts, especially my mom, but anybody who sees her and then turn around and they go, there you go. And I go, that's not me. They're like,
that is
oh,
not me.
Yeah, it was. It was so you. You were just... You just don't remember that phase of your life.
You just don't remember that. Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what happened to me. You know, I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. this little girl, she knows what she wants. You know, she knows
right?
what she wants to be. She wants to be this singer, this actress, this everything. You know, she has a huge personality. And then I had to start thinking. I was like, you know what? What did I want to do? You know, when I was
right?
that age, I don't think I'm doing it. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, I wanted to be a singer too. You know, so I started drawing the parallels. I was like, oh, wow, you know, am I that far? Am I that disconnected, you know, to myself? So I had to kind of take a step back and kind of do some deep soul searching. And I did
wow.
my soul searching. And within that, I started, you know, very open-minded individual. I went on this, like, I want to say an experimental phase, exploration phase of things like how can I get back to who I was, you know? So
okay.
I, you know, I've tried, you know, through fitness I've tried, you know, meditation and nutrition and just a whole gamut of things that I've explored, you know, to see what can get me closer to who I was or, you know, my purpose and why am I here? And so I started using, you know, I talking to my friends and gathering information from them, and yeah, they're like, yeah, Michelle, when you were this age, you used to do this, and yeah, you were always like this, and you were always like that. I was like, you know what? I was. That was me. I did like to do that. So that kind of helped me to start looking at myself again. And that, you know, wow, you know, do some evaluating. These are the things I like to do. What do I like to do? What did I like to do at this point? And I was actually asked to speak at one of my my kids' little graduation ceremonies. And so I had to do some research. I'm not used to really talking to kids in that motivating type way. I'm used to talking to women.
Right.
So I had to do some research on it. And they're like, I found out that they say what children are unique, you know, like to do before the age of 10, you know, the things that they're interested in, the things that they're good at, the things that, you know, they just love to do, that's what they're naturally gifted and talented at. You know, and those are their natural gifts and talents. You're supposed
right.
to use those natural gifts and talents to fulfill whatever purpose you have in life. But after the age of 10, you start kind of getting far from that. You know, you start looking at other things. Oh, hey, what my friend over here is doing, that's kind of cool. You know, oh,
that's
I want to do
this.
The
whole peer pressure and everything.
Yes, the peer
hit
pressure
and the puberty and everything.
You
want to
fit in. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start getting farther and farther away from those natural gifts and talents. And so I was like, you know what? I need to reach back and see what I want. Who was I back then? And start compare it to what I'm doing now, what my dreams and passions are now, and go for it, you know, and just that whole reconnection thing. So I started speaking on, you know, self-awareness and the importance of staying aware of who you are and your gifts and your talents. You know, we can all take on these roles. You know, you can know what your purpose is and you can have these roles in your life. You can be this wife or in my, you could be this NFL wife and mother and all these things, but as long as you keep hold of who you are, you know, what your purpose here is, then, you know, you're going to be okay and you're going to be fulfilled. You're going to live a happier life. So what I started doing is taking the things that I've experienced, the things I've lived through, the things that I've done personally to help me get back to who I am, you know, and I've implemented it into this program of in trying to help others reconnect with themselves, you know, and everything, different things work for different people. So, you know, it's a variety.
Well, I definitely am happy you did that because, like, I, you know, did take a moment and, I went to your website, and everybody who's listening, you can, Michelle does have a website. It's yoursenseofself.com, and you can go to that, and she talks about all kinds of ways to reconnect to life and the different techniques that she uses to get there. So I'm happy you did that because, you know what, and, you know, when we set up this, you know, the interview for tonight, I think every woman goes through the self-awareness, no matter what stage, no matter what age.
Exactly. No matter what age, yes.
But you know what? It wasn't until you just said it a minute ago. You just said it when you said when we're children, we have this natural innate ability to do almost everything.
And we
love everything. And the thing that is, like you said, everybody has that natural. You always have like that one or two, maybe three or four for some of us creative.
Yeah.
you just got it. It's your knack. But you're right. As we get older, you know, peer pressure. Well, my friend is doing this, so I can't. They don't like that, so I can't like that.
Or when you get older, what makes the money?
We have bills
to pay, so I'm going to do what makes money. Money's a huge motivator.
Yeah. And I didn't realize when we made the God works in mysterious ways. I really believe that. I'm a faith driven, but he had a purpose for you to be on tonight because I have been going through a but I didn't put a name to it. You know, I've been praying, been fasting pretty much since 2013, since as soon as the new year. It was like I was feeling this thing like, okay, you know, I'm not satisfied anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I was also feeling like, okay, I'm not fulfilled career-wise.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm mommy, I'm sister, I'm, daughter. I'm the person at work. I'm the entrepreneur. But I'm still like, okay, I feel like I'm still pulled.
Lacking, 50, yeah.
Yes, 50 million different places. And I'm still like you said, lacking in, okay, well, who's Nikki? Where am I? I need to find. So, you know, God knew. It was like, okay, you're doing all this. Well, let me just bring somebody on to help you and let's talk about, you know. And there you are. Well, hello, here's Michelle. Ding, ding. Hi. You know, God, when God calls, when he calls, he says, Nikki, listen, you know. So I was really, I've been excited the last week, you know, about us talking and going, okay, she's going to, you know, rev up me and get me all, okay, I'm going to figure out where I need to go and pull everything together. Not completely, but, you know, get me in the right focus as well as any woman or man or hopefully all the kids.
It happens to men, too. It's just women.
Yeah.
We're those nurturers. So, you know, there's guilt that sets in. I can't do anything for me or take time for me to figure this out because I'm supposed to be doing this for my children or I'm supposed to be doing this at work or for my husband or for, you know, whatever. I can't take time for myself. And we need to get that out of our head because, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves first, we can't take care of anybody else. You know, what good am I if I'm all burned out and, you know, passed out somewhere, I can't cook for my kids because I burned myself out so much. You know, it's very important that we take time for ourselves.
And we feel like that almost every day. When you go through a day-to-day, if we all look back and you look at your coworker or the woman that's sitting at the table across, you know, from you when you're at lunch, all of us have almost that same draining look. You say, oh, I'm happy, I'm okay.
You can identify, he's going through it too, you know.
You're looking at it and you're like, no, yeah, you feeling like what I'm feeling right about now, where I could go away for a couple of weeks
to get rejuvenated. Yes, girl, yes.
That's the look we're all looking at. Like,
yes.
You know, it doesn't matter what we do, you know, you're still sitting there. I mean, my mom and I can be sitting in the living room and the kids are running back and forth and, oh, mommy and grandma, and I got to do this and I want this. I mean, it just happened tonight.
Yes.
And the whole time you're like, y'all are, you know, seeing our faces that we really just need a minute. No.
You do, and you need to take those minutes. And, you know, and that's what I started. I started these in-home wellness parties to kind of give tips, you know, on how to steal those minutes away, you know, things that will really help you recharge yourself, restore yourself, you know, rejuvenate from, like you said, just days and days upon days of, and weeks and years upon years, you know, just all this stuff, you know. So I have these parties, but then I have my workshops. When you said you want to get away for a while, you know, that's why I created my retreats. Retreats. You know, 3 or 4 days away, just rejuvenating yourself and realigning yourself with your purpose and you know, just recharging those batteries so you can go out and kind of like arming yourself to get back out there. But it's very important that we do that on a daily basis. You know, we can't go on retreats all the time, but we can have a mini retreat every day, even if it's just 5-10 minutes of just relaxing and taking that time for yourself. It's so important, you know, and you can think more clearly, you know, you're just all around, you know, just feeling better about yourself. And, you know, I talk about fitness because fitness does it too, and that builds confidence, you know, when you feel like, you know, when you look good, you feel good, and when you feel good, you feel like, you know, shoot, that's your confidence, your self-esteem is boosted, all of that, and eating properly, all that kind of contributes
To everything.
Yes, to everything.
Where do you hold your retreats at? Do you have them Texas?
I haven't. My last retreat I held was in San Diego. San Diego this past September. And I'm planning on doing them annually. And I haven't done one here in Texas. I just recently moved back here to Dallas. So I haven't done a retreat. I have done a workshop. My wellness parties talk about a whole variety of things, where my workshops focus on one of those things. Like if I were to bring in, I'd bring in a specialist. So if I talk about, say, aromatherapy at these at my wellness parties and a whole bunch of other things and how aromatherapy can help you. My workshops, I would bring in an aromatherapy specialist to really get into it. In my last workshop, I did a fitness workshop, and actually I was the facilitator. I'm also a certified fitness instructor. I teach something called Hot Hula Fitness.
I was going to get into that, but you brought it up first.
Yes, yes, I'm an instructor. I did a Hot Hula Fitness workshop last month here in Texas, in Dallas. I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But what Hot Hula is, it's a new aerobic, it's about 3 years old, but it's working its way east. The lady who started, her name is Anna Rita Sloss. She's from New Zealand. And what she did was she took all the hula from the islands, the Pacific Islands. They kind of have different hula styles. There's, you know, slow movements, the hula, Hawaii hula. There's Tahitian, which is the fast hit movements, and the Samoan and Fiji, and, you know, all those islands. So she took it all together and all those styles, and she made it into this workout. So it's hula. It's called Hot Hula. It's not with any hula hoops, and it's not done in a hot room. It's just that, you know, hula, it isolates the larger muscles, like your quads and your glutes and your abs. Right. Because, you know, your hips shaking. It's Polynesian dance.
Right.
You know, Polynesian dance
does
the drum. What's that?
I had a question. I'm currently, as one of my, 2013, trying to get back fit.
Yes.
You know, I have been taking Zumba, which I love. So checking out your sense of self, your sense of self website, and I saw Hot Hula. When was a Hot Hula? And I checked it out. I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be, some nice little competition here with Zumba.
Yes. Well,
with
the
Zumba craze.
Zumba, and Zumba is very well known. Zumba, yeah. The difference between Zumba and Hot Hula is Zumba is a high impact workout.
Oh God, yeah.
You know, it's fast. It's high energy. Whereas Hot Hula is a low impact. It's low impact. It teaches, it helps you with your endurance and it helps tone and helps tone. Okay. So the low impact, you burn a lot. You do burn a lot. It's a total body workout. When I say low impact, you're not hopping around a lot. There's different levels. You can take it as fast as you want or as slow as you want, but you're going to define. You're definitely going to define. And you're going to sweat. If you think about it, a lot of it, there's four basic movements, but a lot of it is done in a squat. So you say you're doing a squat for an hour. I'm not saying you're doing the squat for the whole hour, but if you think about it, that's really getting you those quads right there.
Oh, yeah. That's
really defining those obliques in your back, your glutes, because it's really fun. And it helps you, it's a self-confidence booster because it helps you get your inner sexy back. If you're looking at yourself and you're gyrating, not gyrating, so to speak, but you're hula dancing. But you're like, hey, I kind of like how that looks. I'm looking, it's boosting your self-confidence. And it's a lot of fun. It's something new. It's new. It's fresh. And it's good to do a combination of things. So if you're doing Zumba, that's great, but your body kind of gets used to that too. Just like if I were doing Hot Hula all the time, that's great, but your body kind of gets used to that. So you need to kind of switch it up. You need to do Zumba. You need to do some Hot Hula. You need to do some yoga.
We don't have a Hot Hula around here, so I'm going to have to figure out something else.
It's coming.
Maybe I could be the first Hot Hula instructor. I don't know.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's big in California. She's out in California, but it hasn't really hit like here yet. So I'm like,
we need to move it this way. We can have the Zumba and the Hot Hula going on, because you're right.
Yeah, combination.
The intensity of the Zumba, oh my God, I'm going to do that together.
It tricks your body. You're using muscles you don't use in Zumba.
Yeah.
Where in Zumba you're using muscles that you're not using in Hot Hula, same thing with Hot Hula.
Right.
You're using these muscles that you don't usually. And to do something really, to do something fast, that's you can do that. But to try and do something really slow and controlled, you know, at certain points, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, my goodness, can I just do this really fast? Because you're feeling everything when you have to do a slow roll. You know what I mean? It's like, God, this is killing me. You know, so I'm teaching that out here. Right now I'm teaching it at a 50-plus recreation center. So I'm teaching it to the older ladies because it's for all fitness levels and ages. You know, I don't take it too fast with the older ladies. But, you know, so I'm teaching it there, but I'm also doing private. You know, I can come into your home, get some, so like little hot hula parties. Kind of like, I don't want to say a pole party, but so just, you know, you come in and have a hot hula class, and the girls kind of create the ambiance of a Hawaii type thing with the lays, and you do it barefoot, and you're in a sarong. You know, so it takes you to the island. So that's a little retreat in itself.
All right,
that's
ladies.
A little
if y'all, y'all are in the Dallas area and you're listening,
yes.
you know,
yes.
get up with some hot hula, some really slow, intense, get your sexy back, so to speak, aerobics going on.
Yes. yes.
Well, you know, Michelle, this is a lot of information. I'm trying to touch on everything, but it is so hard because you are covering such a really important topic, and you're spreading it out on so many different things, from your retreat to your private sessions to even down to the hot hula is even self awareness, because it's given, like, you know, it's having somebody respect your body and love yourself
Yeah.
I am also a Girl Scout leader for my daughter.
Oh, really?
And I tell you, that is one of the things that I've been teaching the girls. I actually had them about 2 months ago. They had to go around, and I had their parents sign off on it. They had to go around, and they had to look in the mirror, and they had to tell them to be to themselves in the morning when they woke up that they loved themselves.
Oh,
and
that I love
they
it.
Were, and that they were beautiful. And then, and so they loved themselves, they were beautiful, and they gave themselves a hug. And I had the parents sign off at the end of the week, and they had to turn it into me, proof that they were
good. Good.
You know, because I'm going, these are 6 and 7 year olds who, this is the foundation of our women.
The
you know,
foundation.
This is, the, you know, yes, they're learning and we're teaching, we're mentors. Whatever
that's
we tell our, these our children, time. Whether they're boys, whether they're girls, whatever you're telling them, it's going to stay in their mind. Because, like you said, once they reach that double digit, once they reach double digits, it goes crazy. And if they have somebody in the back,
junior high.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So if they have somebody who's like, when they were 6 and 7 years old, going, well, you're not beautiful, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're this. That is in their head. And they could be the most gorgeous, handsome person
they,
and the most
and you know,
smartest,
girls
genius
can be
person
super
on the
mean.
Earth.
Little girls,
oh,
I'm learning that. I'm like, wow, I don't know if times have changed, but I don't remember the mean girls like that, like they are now. You know, like, God, you know, I have a daughter, and she's 8, and I actually, and she, like I said, she's this little confident. She was born with no shell on. I had a shell. I was very shy when I was younger, I think. My family says I wasn't, but I thought I was shy. But my daughter, I've actually had her come on one of my speaking engagements with me because I was speaking to young girls, and it was about self-esteem and the mirror hole, the whole mirror thing, you know. So I was, at, you know, I was like, preparing. They said, it was called a purse, something about your purse. If you take something out your purse, you know, my I had to talk about the mirror, so self-esteem. So I had my daughter come and said, Michaela, come in here. You know, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? And she says, I see a beautiful girl. I said, okay. I said, but what else do you see? Well, I see a figure. And I said, well, okay. And I said, well, what if someone were to tell you that you weren't beautiful and that you can't sing? She goes, well, I'd tell them that's their opinion. And I was like, okay. Well, Michaela, do you want to come speak with me? She's like, yes. Do I get to have a microphone? And I'm like, yes. This little girl, is just, she oozes with self-confidence. And so what I wanted to do was get the girls, they can hear it from me, you know, and I'm an adult, like, you know, the whole Charlie Brown, the teachers, they hear wah, 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 you know.
Right.
But my daughter, to see it in her, you know, she spoke. She spoke on stage with me. They saw her on stage, and they saw it. They saw it in her. And they're like, this little girl, because she was younger than them. They were 5th grade to 7th grade, and she was 7 at the time. And so they saw it in this little 7-year-old, like, wow. you know, well then, hey, if she can be like that, then I could be like that too. Until this day, these little girls are still talking about her. They didn't say what I did. You know, I have this whole
they don't remember
going on.
You at all.
they were listening to me. They watched Michaela and how she sung a song. You know, I mean, she that song by Christina Aguilera, I Am Beautiful. She sang the song, you know, and she had no shame in her game. You know, she was a little off-key, but you couldn't tell her she can't sing. You know, so, you know, it's very important to start it young, you know, and she's my little role model, you know, because that's where it starts, and I hope I can keep that in her. You know, that's my job as a parent.
Yes, and the thing about it, you're doing it now, and, you know, it's whatever you're doing. You're being a great role model, a great mentor. You're telling her already love herself for her to go out here and say, oh, I already know. I love myself. I'm beautiful. It stems from the home, though. It stems from what she's seen, and that's a good and positive thing. But, you know, I commend you. My hat is off because you're going out here and you're showing other young girls, other women, that they are beautiful, that they are loved, that they can be
they
and
have
do
a purpose.
Whatever they want. Exactly. Because some girls, you know, they don't have it. I got two new girls yesterday, and so, you know, we had already started our meeting when these two girls walked in, but hey, you know what? We stopped our meeting. I switched gears in the middle of the Girl Scout meeting and said, all right, you know what? We're going to change it up. We got two new girls, okay? And I made a game out of introducing ourselves. And you know, the girls just fell into it, and these two new girls felt like they weren't new anymore. By the time they left there, at the end of the meeting, they were like, felt like probably they had been there all the whole time. You know,
that is so good. Because that could be awkward, you know, and that's where they self-esteem starts going to, I'm the new girl and maybe I'm not cool and they have friends already and, you know, so to make them feel welcomed and part of the, you know, and right off.
That makes them right off and you just, you know, because, you know, you and I know how it is to walk into a room full of a whole bunch of people and you don't know anybody and you're like, but I'm supposed to smile and wave and, you know, make everybody all happy and go lucky. Okay. Yeah, it's an awkward feeling, and we both know how that feels. Whether you're on the A class or the Z class, doesn't matter. It's still awkward wherever you are. And, you know, like I said, I commend you, and I know there's people out there that are listening, and they are thankful for the information and have been to your retreat. And I definitely, every time you get a new workshop or anything, you please let us know so that we can put it on our websites and stuff and get that information out. And if I can come up with something, I'll see how we can get you to Virginia.
Yes.
Back over here.
Come on, do a Hot Hula workshop.
There you go. We'll have a Hot Hula workshop or something. We'll make a whole week. Oh, women's retreat or something. And make a whole weekend out of it. But we'll definitely do that. But I definitely, you know, am very thankful for everything. You know, I'm looking at your website, and you said something about team building. Explain that to me. I don't want to assume
anything.
Well,
you know I'm trying to branch out. You know, this is all starting up new. But as far as, like, corporate work, your workers, you bring your co-workers in. It can go, team building can mean co-workers, where it's a co-worker thing. I'm trying to get into corporations where, you know, you take do these wellness parties at corporations, or at work, you know, like not a lunch break, but kind of condense it. You know, because people are stressed at work. It's all about alleviating stress. And people at work are stressed.
I need you at my job.
You know, people at work are stressed, and you have happier workers when they're relaxed and you know, less stressed out. You know, you're more efficient when you're you know, you work better. So, team building in that sense, or also people who are, you know, there's a lot of people doing their own things. They're entrepreneurs, and they have groups and teams that they're trying to put together. So it can be a good thing for trying to get, you know, a bonding thing, learning more about your coworkers and things like that. It doesn't have to be in the office. It can be in someone's home. But just, you know, and you get back to the workplace and you're holding each other accountable. Hey, well, you know, you see someone over there and that has that look in their eye, like you said.
Like
oh,
I
can tell
you're
so stressed out. But then you have your employee that went to this party with you, like, hey, remember these tips here? Have you done this? Or how about, you know, right now I think you need to, it looks like you might need to do this. Because when you get wrapped up in stuff, you forget and you just start paying. You're not breathing right, you know, and you can't think of, oh, you know, well, let me stop. And take some deep breaths, or let me stop for a minute and go over here and do whatever that, you know, whatever that you learned at the wellness party. You know, you might need somebody to remind you sometimes,
right?
Because you do, when you're in the thick of things and you're stressed out over things, your mind's, you're not thinking clearly.
No,
you work
you're
with
not.
Someone,
you
they see, oh, so-and-so's over there with her head down. She's like, she's about to pass out. You know, let me go over here.
Yeah.
Let's go do some of these tips together, and you can make it through
your
day.
You're just trying to survive. So, yeah, if you have somebody to remind you about some things to help you out,
I need people to remind me.
But, right?
Oh,
I tell people all the time, if it's not written down and it's not in my planner or my phone calendar, it doesn't exist. So when people come.
But take 10 minutes to myself, then you're not going to do that. You know,
right.
A lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I need to start writing it down in my book or putting it on my little thing going, okay, this is your me time for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to start doing that, you know, have a little, you know, little ding on my phone go, oh, okay, sorry, y'all, this is me time, I got to take it, you know. That's my first step, I think.
Yes. Uh-oh, hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Seems like I had some technical difficulties. I tell you, sometimes the internet. Oh, my God. It's like last few couple weeks, Blog Talk has some issues. I was just talking, and I'm like, I see myself still saying live. I see you still saying live, and I'm going, nobody's hearing me. I can tell because she's not responding.
Uh-oh.
And you're probably like, Nikki.
It was quiet.
Sorry, everybody. You know, gotta love the internet. Gotta love it. Anyway. But, yeah, so we're going to keep on going with the software. But I'm thankful that you went through everything, you know. Unfortunately, we have to go through, like we said, go through all the roundabout ways of getting
there. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It makes you stronger. Yeah, and it made you stronger because, you know, you could have went on another 10 years doing what you were doing and got so complacent and not found Michelle again. And so many women, we do that. You know, you become the complacent mother, the complacent daughter, the complacent sister, the complacent wife.
You're not benefiting. I don't think people really, you're not benefiting. No one benefits from that. You know, if you're not living up to your full potential and being fulfilled. Kids, you know, people do a lot of things. Oh, I must do this for my kids. You know, you need to do it for yourself because the kid can tell. Kids are very intuitive. Kids know when you're not happy, whether you know, my kids have never seen me cry. You know, I've been through some things, but they've never seen me cry. But they know. It's something that they know. My son, you know, I could be upset, and, you know, he'd be like, Mom, are you okay? I just go, oh, you know, no, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just tired. You know, I'm just tired. But they can pick up on things. So then when things start being wrong with him, I'd be like, you know, are you okay? He's like, oh, you know, I knew something. I know things are wrong. No, I'm just tired. I'm like, oh, crap, you know, I did that. You know, that's me right there. You know, I did that right there. The kids pick up on that, you know. And
they do whatever.
You need to be happy.
They learn how we deal with things.
They learn.
They end up dealing with the same way.
That's how they end up. Yeah, exactly. And if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in life, you know, not just your roles, but your purpose, filling your purpose, then, you know, they're not seeing that. You're robbing them of, you know, if you're supposed to be this, whatever you're supposed to be, that child's not getting a chance to even witness that, you know,
right.
because you're not doing it, you know, because right. you're worried about what they're doing. You need to be working, you know, do what you were here to put down here to do and use those gifts that you have, because everybody has gifts and everybody has talents. And a lot of times we just let them go to waste because, you know, okay, well, you know, I'm going to put that to the side because, I have this job. You know, sometimes, you know, it could just be picking up a hobby. As long as you're doing what, you know, you like to do, it could be you have this job that's paying the bills and stuff, but I'm going to do this hobby. I mean, you know, if you like taking photography or whatever, or you're a volleyball player, stay, get in some volleyball league. You know, still keep your job. Just as long as you're keeping some part of yourself, you know, and you're out there. And your kids, they see that. They can see, oh, mommy is not happy. You know, mommy seems really stressed out. You know, something is not right. And that rubs off on them. You know,
right.
So if you're happier, they're happier. But a lot of times we just feel so guilty. I can't do this for me. But, yeah, you have to do it for you. You know, and my mom said one time, she's like, you know, well, you know, when you're on an airplane and they talk about, you know, the little mask coming down in case of an emergency, they tell you to put on your mask first before helping anybody else. You know, but that's
they
on
do.
An airplane. You
yeah,
have
right.
to help put your mask on first, because if you pass out, you can't help anybody else, you know. But we do it on an airplane. We need to apply that. We need to, you know, add that to our life. We need to realize, you know, I do have to take care of myself. I do have to be in the best mental, physical, and emotional state. Otherwise, I'm not going to benefit anybody around me. I'm going to have a cranky husband because I'm a cranky wife. You know, a lot of guys out there don't realize, you know, if your wife is happy, she's going to make you happy. You know, and so a lot of times, you know, well, what is she out there doing? You know, well, you know, or she's all about herself now. No, it's not all being all about, you know, I'm doing this for you guys, for your benefit.
And to keep our sanity.
Keep my sanity, because I'm a crazy woman. You're going to deal with a crazy woman. But if I'm a happy woman, I'm going to, you know, that's what we do. We're women. We're nurturers. We're very caring and giving. So if we're happy, we're going to make everybody around us happy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just our nature.
And that's going to be the new, I'm going to put that on my Facebook and everything else I have, but exactly what your mom said, because I never thought about, I'm not flown. You know, I love to fly. You know, I never thought about that. Put your mask on first. Before you help anybody else. That could be somebody's, you know, our motto. You know, you're going through life, remember the safety rules of being on the plane. You know, before you go out here and start doing something or add one more thing that your child wants to do, you know, in the busy schedule that you already have, go, wait a minute, you know, let me make sure my sanity is going to be okay before I say yes. Because a lot of times, you know, we'll say, yes, sure, you can do that. And before you know it, when they start doing practice and then games or recitals or meetings or whatever, you're like, oh, my God, I don't have time for me. I can't believe I just – but, you know, it's too late because you've already said yes.
Yes,
you
don't want
to
break promises commitments.
But so now we need to take that step back and go, okay, you know what, before I say yes to something, put your mask on and say, okay, do I have the time to fit into not just their schedule, but my schedule, my
your
life,
schedule.
My,
exactly.
yeah. And, you know,
exactly.
even with work, we could apply that
oh,
to whether
definitely.
You're working for somebody else or working for yourself, you know. I mean, it's okay sometimes to tell the boss, well, no, it's not like I don't want to do it, but no, I have this other project going on. Does it have to be done right now? Can it be done tomorrow? Just so that you're not over, you know, running around the office and everybody thinks you're the meanest person in the world. Well, you're not mean. You're just trying to get everything done and grumpy because you're not happy.
You're not giving 100%.
No.
You're not able to give your all. You know, it's done, done halfway. I was going to say because
your mom for that topic.
Yes.
Don't talk to your mom for remembering that one safety rule that, you know, we can apply to everything. So, hats off.
When she said that, I was like, you know what? It was like, you're right. Yeah, that's true. So every time now I get on the airplane, I think, see, they're saying it. Put your mask up.
I'm going to definitely start using it. I'm definitely going to. I'm going to contribute to you and be like, yes, this is for Michelle. So,
yes.
Yes,
I tell my kids that too. You know, mommy has to make sure, you know, they get it. You know, they understand.
Yeah.
Okay, mommy is taking some mommy time. So,
exactly.
Does mommy take care of us? And I put it in, you know, do not knock on my door right now. I might need to be taking a bubble bath. You know, I'm that, but they know not to, you know, it took some time, but they know now mommy needs that because mommy won't be happy. Mommy's not happy.
It's amazing how when you have children, the bathroom does not become your place anymore. It's like they just bust in there. They're like, excuse me, this is my time. Yeah, I have to tell them all the time. And it's so funny that most women, where do we retreat to? We retreat to the bathroom.
Bathroom. You know, I don't know what it is. Definitely not the kitchen. Not for me.
It's not the kitchen. It's the bathroom. Most of everybody retreat to the bathroom, and you sit in the tub, and you're just like, okay.
That is my place.
You know, you hit a door knock, and if you forget to lock it, forget it.
Busting in,
and you know, you have to teach them. Yeah, I mean, my daughter did it to me the other day, and I was just like, Gabby. And she's like, sorry. I'm like, get out.
Sorry.
This is
my son. My son made me a sign to go on the door.
Oh.
He made it for me, so he knows. Like, you know, he's like, here, mom, I'm gonna. He has all these signs on his door to keep his sister out. You know, keep out. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna make mommy a sign to go on her door when she needs to be. Your alone time, you know, because I do the bathroom is my retreat. You know, I'm shower. I think a lot better in the shower. I love showers. You know, sometimes if I have something built up and I just feel like I need to maybe just cry. You know, I just need to cry. I will get in the shower. I feel a lot better. I love the bathroom.
Water is just a very soothing, calming.
It is.
And it's nature. It's nature. My mom is all about, you know, getting back to nature. She's always telling all of us, just go outside and just listen.
It's the fresh air. It's the sound of the birds. It's the, the oxygen. The oxygen, you know, I've done some research. And I know, you know, the oxygen, when you breathe deeply, that's why I like meditating and yoga and stuff like that, it helps your nervous system.
Yeah.
And so water has oxygen in it, you know, so being around big waters, big bodies of water, or even just the shower or the tub, it does a lot for you mentally, things that we don't even know is going on. And that's why when I'm saying with my retreats, I haven't had one in Dallas. I tend to try and have them by the water, you know, at beachy places.
It has to be. I don't know a woman that I've ever encountered that does not, you know, have to, the retreat is near, you know, the bathroom or a lake or something.
Yeah.
It's something that deals with very common. Like you said, we're nurturing people, you know, and so that water balances us out. I think I really believe that. It's a nice little balance. You know, God knew if they're okay, they're going to be all crazy, so they need to. The water helps them calm themselves down when they're meditating, when they're thinking, when they're trying to get everything into perspective, when they just need to breathe. The water is there. It's just right there.
Take a minute.
Michelle, I told you earlier today that it was going to be like talking to, you know, your best friend. That's what Keeping It Real is all about. That's how I've been talking about some awesome topics and issues, and our topic tonight was self-awareness, and we had some real conversation, and girl, it is after 9 o'clock, and I have kept you, I know, long. Yes, it's after 9 o'clock here, which means it's after 8 o'clock there, and I know it has been great having you, I offer, as I do, I enjoy this conversation, and I extend an invitation for you to come back when, you know, ever you want, just let us know when, like, if you want to just come and, you know, update us on what's going on with sense of self, or if you, when you're retreat, or you're wellness, or you're getting ready to, you know, and you need to get that out there so people will know when and where and how to get in contact with you, please keep us in mind for those type of things so that we can help promote you and get you out there. Hello, move you all around.
All right.
And But it's been a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Michelle Randall Booker. And if you are in the Dallas area, you know, you could, oh, actually, if you're just anywhere, you can go to her website for your, Y-O-U-R, senseofself.com. I'm telling you, you need to check her out, women. And men, you need to check her out because what you've been listening to is so true. We get so bombarded about our stuff, you know, not ourselves, but everybody else, that we forget who we are. So you need to reconnect because, you know what, as long as we reconnect with ourselves, everything and everyone around us will have a positive and wonderful outcome. Michelle, thank you again from Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio,
and Keeping
It Real. And we're going to be right back. You're going to listen to L-O-V-E by Lene Michelle. Tonight was Michelle Randall Booker, motivational speaker and founder of Sense of Self Wellness, and she was awesome. We were talking so much, we didn't even realize that we had kept her so long because I knew she had to leave earlier, but hey, you know, that's what happens when Keeping It Real here, right? We just start talking, and the topics and the issues and the conversation gets so good and intense and just providing useful information. Please go check out her website at yoursenseofself.com. And again, if you're in the Dallas area, look her up. She also does that hot hula, not to get confused with the hula hoop fitness. That's something I think I'm going to check out and figure out how I can, I don't know, maybe I'll become a hot hula instructor right here in Virginia. That'd be kind of cool. We have enough Zumba instructors around here. Shout out to my Zumba instructors. I do take it, and I love it. It's getting me back in tone. I could always use something else to help out. That was L-O-V-E by Lynae Michelle. I love her music. Again, this is Lawless Radio, supporting our local come-ups. And we've been talking tonight about self-awareness. And again, I want to reiterate, you know, what Michelle said her mother tells her all the time. You know, didn't even think about it, but it's something that is so simple and something that we hear for those of us who are almost frequent flyers. So when we get on the airplane and, you know, the stewardess and they're talking about our safety, they do tell, you know, the adult, you know, put on your mask first before you help an elderly person or a child. Because you know what? If you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of that child? You know, you could put their mask on. You could put the elderly person's mask on. But if something happens in that split second, they're on their own. So, you know, men, women, you know, we need to take care of ourselves first. We need to take care of our minds, our bodies, our soul, our spirit first. And we go through our days, 365, almost like robots. You know, we're constantly moving. We're constantly doing things. We're trying to make ourselves better. We're trying to make our careers better. We're trying to make better. But sometimes you get in the middle of all of that, you're feeling like you pulled 15 million pieces apart. You need to stop, and you need to refocus, and you need to regroup. And that's what we were talking about tonight, because we don't do that. And before you say, yes, I can play basketball, before you're at work and you say, you know, you get up and you go do something, regroup. Take a breath, take five, go for a walk. You know, we're all allowed, you know, 15 minutes or a few minutes in the morning, in the afternoon. Breaks during the day, break them up, whatever you need to do. Your lunch break, don't sit there at your desk, you know. Get up, go outside. It's getting ready to get warm, people, so I know everybody's going to be outside. But even when it's fall and winter, get up. You can sit in your car at the park. I do that. I leave the building, go to the park. It's not. You know, you still need to take some time for yourself. So, remember, put on your mask first before you help somebody else. Just, you know, regroup. You know, got to take care of yourself. We are going to listen now to Want Love by Jay Kell. This is something new from one of our local underground artists.
Home to you, won't love, love, oh, confide in. He can be the player, player, and I can be the hater.
Wow, that is sweet. That was nice. That was Want Love by J. Kell. You know, I started something new last month, which most everybody did. I mean, it was Black History Month, called Flash to the Past. And I also decided at the end of the month, as I told you, everybody, that we were going to continue because, you know, it's Black History 365 days a year, not just 28, sometimes 29 days of, you know, of the year. So I have a couple of little trivia things just to let y'all know. Who was Nancy Green? Well, I'm going to tell you who Nancy Green was. Everyone probably has had this on their pancakes and their, you know, syrup, you know, Auntie Mama. That was Miss Green. She became employed in 1890 to promote the brand and demonstrate the pancake mix at the fairs and expositions. And actually, she signed a lifetime contract with Aunt Jemima at the company, which we are using and see today. So I don't think her family is hurting anytime, you know, soon. And here's another one. Who was Chester Arthur Howling Wolf Burnett? Well, he was one of the world's most important blues singers, songwriters, and musicians. He influenced the rock groups like Rolling Stones and Eric Clapton, actually. So, yeah, you know, our music has to come from somewhere, right? You know, people start way back over here, you know, and he was one of the, you know, most important influences back then. I'm going to do one more. Who is Wally Amos? And everybody's probably heard of Famous Amos, the chocolate chip cookies. I mean, I love those chocolate chip cookies. Well, hello. That's where he comes from. He was the talent agent for, he was also the talent agent for William Morris Agency and worked also with the Supremes and Simon and Garfunkel. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lots of talent in history. And what was, you know, the U.S. was founded off of, you know, you need to redo your research, you know, you need to go back there, find out, you know, it's not all about the cotton gin and everything that they want to teach you in school. There's so much more of our history. Talk to your grandparents, talk to your parents, talk to your aunt and uncle, whoever you got around you that's still living. Pick their brain. There is so much information, so much. I wish you know, my grandparents and great-grandparents were still living, because I got a lot of information from them growing up. And, you know, unfortunately, they all passed away when I was still young, because they were much older, much older. They were in their 80s and 90s when they passed away. And I, you know, I'm thankful for their long life, and I hopefully, God willing, will have the same long life as well. But those were just some nice little flashes to the past regarding our Black history. It's very important. Hopefully everybody here in the Virginia, Norfolk area enjoyed the MEAC last week. I unfortunately could not make any of it, have prior engagements. But I know they had a blast. From what I was told by some friends who had the many, many social posts of pictures and blurbs, as well as what was on the news. So shout out to, you know, everybody who was able to attend and see and partake on that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost time to wrap it up. And it's been real. It's been wonderful. Shout out again to our guest that was on earlier tonight, Michelle Randall Booker. And if you were unfortunate and didn't get to listen to her, please go to our, I'm going to post as usual the link on my Facebook page, as well as the Keeping It Real Facebook fan page, as well as you can, you know, go and archive it on Blog Talk. But yeah, you can listen to it. It was a wonderful conversation. You know, I don't really call what I do interviewing. You know, we keep it real. You know, real conversation. So it's one of the threes, you know, in the real. So, you know, please check her out. She has an awesome movement that she's doing, and something that we all need to think about and an ear to regarding ourselves and getting back to who we are. We get lost. Again, this has been Nikki Outlaw with Keeping It Real. You know, real topics, real issues, and real conversations. I will see you next week, if the Lord is willing, next Tuesday. And I'm going to sign on out here with Lost to Found by T. Wilson and Shane Donovan. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday evening and week. Lawless.
Sometimes I don't know what we're doing, but we live in a dying. We live in a world where kids gotta die for no reason. Innocence lost. I hear you.
I'm saying that
I'm lost, a lost world. I figure you and I could find a pearl somewhere hidden in this cold ass type of world where we live every day just to die. Open your eyes, can you see a little sunshine? As it's written, I see the signs that I'm given. But what's important, to be a star or to make a difference? I choose a path that put me in the best position to be the difference and the change that the people missing. Use my eyes and see how I view the world. I see the kids being of the free world, boy or girl, why the innocent have to pay? I give it to you, did not lead us to a better day.
Yeah. about the shooter, but what about the victim? Six adults and 20 small children. America, what is this? Where's the intervention? I'm writing down my tears and the answer's still missing. Black immense towns in the movies in Aurora. Trayvon and Jordan slain down in Florida. Blacksburg, Virginia still feels the pain. Leaving kids in school is never ever the same. Society has failed us. Where's the religion? I'm looking for some hope, hoping God sends me a vision. Montre Bradley was killed over shoes. Wake up, my people. This is the news.
Wake up. There's no reason to walk into a school and kill 20 kids, 6 adults. We're talking about babies that never got to live their life, 6 to 7 years old. Lawyers, doctors, the first female president, Nobel Peace Prize winner. We got kids out here dying over phone pods and silver shoes. It's sad, man. It's sad, man.